What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. I want to thank our listeners who have tweeted us. As mentioned, I was driving into work and I saw a fox the other day, and I just think they are the coolest animals anywhere. Paul Zinski sent us two pictures of a fox. I assume he's saying, he said, I heard the caller from New Baltimore. I've been to Golden Hawk. He's not lying. And there's two pictures of foxes out on the course. Dave Thomas, this past Sunday, this dude followed us for a few holes, wasn't scared of us at all. And it's a fox that apparently followed him for a few holes. I think they are really cool. I'd be wondering why they were following me. Am I getting stalked? Foxes don't like attack or anything, do they?
No, I think they typically would be skittish if they see you.
Yeah, that's my experience.
Do you guys know what sound a fox makes?
No.
Gator?
I don't know. Is this going to be a dad joke?
I'm serious.
It does sound like a setup.
It's a setup for a dad joke, it sounds like.
I have no joke.
No?
Just a question.
Do they bark?
They don't bark. That I know.
Are they mute?
No, they make noises.
Do they?
What's the noise?
Scott?
Like if I said right now, hey, what sound does a horse make? Go ahead, Doug.
Do that out of the air.
All right, what sound does a pig make?
Hey.
What, but do you have an
oink,
idea?
Oink.
All right.
Yeah, you're
a
right.
Cow? Okay. Yeah. Moo, right?
Yep.
Fox.
What?
You guys are so scared right now. I'm trying to ask a question.
That's such a payoff.
No, that's not it.
You don't think so?
You sound like a small child straining to lift something heavy.
Let me see here. Oh. I'll find something.
Do they yip? What do they do?
They might yip. What is this?
The hell is that?
It's like a hawk.
That's a fox?
That's a hawk.
No, it's a fox.
That's a bark.
That was a bark.
There was a little yip there.
So what did you... Did you find this on YouTube?
I just Google searched it.
You actually were bad.
Thank you, Doug.
Yeah. Gator makes a decent fox sound. All right, you ready for another edition? Are you going to eat that?
Yes.
All right, here we go. These are new items that are available out there, and interested in how interested Gator would be, and Kang for that matter. Like Culver's. Been to a Culver's?
Once in my life, and it was at a drive-thru.
Once?
Just once.
I've never been to a Culver's.
Oh, I've been to Culver's. And all I did was, recently, too.
All I did was get a milkshake, and it was great.
Well, they got a new dessert. They are mixing cereal brands with their smooth, creamy, textured, fresh, frozen custard.
Okay.
Calling them cereal concrete mixers.
Okay. All right.
They make them with Cocoa Puffs, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, okay. But I'm most intrigued by the Lucky Charms concrete mixer. Frosted oats and colorful marshmallows meet frozen custard for a treat that takes magically delicious to the next level. When mixed with the frozen custard, the flavors create a level of nostalgia that takes you back to the feeling of being a kid watching Saturday morning cartoons. Okay, do we go to Culver's for the Lucky Charms concrete mixer?
Why didn't you ask me if I go to Culver's for the other two? Why has it got to be the Lucky Charms one?
Because I got like 9 things to get through, so I only wanted to do one.
I mean, yes, I would, but I'd prefer the others. Cinnamon Toast Crunch sounds great. Cocoa Puffs sound great. Lucky Charms good.
So, and that's the other thing is I try and find the one that you wouldn't eat, but you would eat all three.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Cheerios. So I like the oats. I do. And, you know, you're going to add it with the marshmallow goodness. Yeah.
Can you try this?
Yeah, I love Culver's. Everything Culver's is good. I'm in.
I'm interested.
Oh.
I'm interested.
It's good enough.
I might be changing my parameters for what makes me get desserts.
Are you sure you can't make a horse noise? That was a payoff.
And if I was going to do this, I would go with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch mixer. But
okay.
All right, next up, Gator. So that's three yeses. Next up, Nectar Juice Bar has come out with a juice called The Glow. Cold-pressed juice with cucumber, orange, pineapple, spinach, kale, and cilantro. Starts at $6.50 for a 12-ounce bottle. Gator The Glow from Nectar Juice Bar. Are you going to eat that?
I'm not paying $6.50 for 12 ounces of juice. I'm sorry. That's not happening. When there's no liquor in there, that's no.
Kang?
That's not juice.
I mean, kale?
What is that? What the hell is
that? Kale, spinach, and cilantro to go with the fruits?
What is it? It's fantastic, and I will go enthusiastically see if I can find a Nectar juice bar and get a hold of this juice.
Do I pay that much for it?
Sounds good. I don't love the price, but I'll
give
it.
The price is awful.
Yeah. I'll be making the noise Gator was making earlier.
Nectar juice bar. Nice job. Next up, Skittles is coming out with Gummies Fuego, a sweet and spicy matchup. You know, the swicy thing we've talked about. Come more mainstream. Each pack of Skittles Gummies Fuego features five bold flavors: mango, watermelon, strawberry, raspberry, and lemon, all coated in a tangy chili layer. The texture remains true to the gummies fans know, but the chili dust adds a peppery kick that builds as you chew. Gator Skittles spicy gummies. Are you going to eat that?
Yeah, I try that out. I don't mind the aggressive mango.
Would apply. Gator's a yes. Kang, you?
I'm out, man. I just want my candy to taste sweet. I don't need the spicy stuff.
Yeah, I'm out on this one, too.
I'm just curious about it because I wonder if it's going to be anything like a cinnamon hot, even though it's a chili hot.
What was the one, the old one? There's Mike and Ike's or whatever, yeah. Right? And there was a hot one, right?
Hot tamales.
Yeah. Hot tamales. Yeah. Okay, that's what it was.
Love
was it
those.
Hot or was it cinnamon?
Oh, that was cinnamon. It was hot.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like the fire stick. See, you got Jolly Rancher fire stick.
See, I don't like Mike and Ike's. I stayed away from hot tamales.
So you're a yes on these, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Enthusiastic yes. Kang's a no. I'm a no. All right, next
you're a
up.
No. I thought you might try the spicy.
No.
It's the candy part.
You know, Doug says to that.
Next up.
Nay. Doug says nay.
Next up, Gator. They're looking to improve our toothpaste.
Oh, great.
King's College in London have identified a substance that can protect against decay and repair early stage damage better than fluoride. It is found, that substance is found on top of your head. Keratin, a protein in human hair, skin and nails, and the wool of sheep, forms a dense mineral coating that mimics the structure and function of natural enamel, protecting teeth and potentially sealing exposed nerve channels that cause sensitivity. The UK researchers hope to have channeled the power of keratin in human hair into a daily toothpaste or professional applied gel that can target problem areas. Gator, a toothpaste made out of human hair. Would you use that?
I mean, yeah, if it protects the teeth. I mean, it's not like I'm flossing with, you know, strands and locks of hair.
You don't want to floss with that hair, man.
Right? I mean, it's just, you know, it's the keratin that's extracted from the hair. So, yeah, if it makes sense for me, if my dentist said, yeah, this is...
What, 4 out of 5 dentists recommend it?
I need a dental recommendation.
Can you?
What does the UK know about tooth repair and toothpaste and teeth? No, I'm out, man.
Yeah, I'm out, too. I'm just... There's nothing more disgusting than human hair. I don't want any.
Doug's anti-hair, as you can tell.
Yeah. We've been able to
have been for years.
Right?
I come by it naturally.
Yeah, right.
What we've done is extracted the keratin from the strand of hair, and we've made a way to, we've concocted a sort of formula. It's able to protect the incisors and the bicuspid.
Yeah. No, and so yes for Gator, no for Kang and I.
It's too late for us in London, but apparently. Right. Yes. Unfortunately, it does nothing to whiten the stains from constant tea drinking.
Right.
Earl Grey.
The crumpets stay in the teeth.
Yeah. Bangers and mash and all, you know, whatnot.
And finally, interesting collab between Campbell's Chunky Soup and Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. It's soup for football season. The craveability of chunky soup and the smooth taste of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Two flavors. Beer cheese with potatoes and chorizo soup packed with a savory chorizo sausage and hearty potatoes simmered in a creamy cheese infused with Pabst Blue Ribbon flavor, or beef bacon and beer chili with beans featured seasoned beef, hearty beans, smoky bacon, all infused with Pabst Blue Ribbon beer flavor. Gator, either of these, are you going to eat them?
Yeah!
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So be it. If that's going to happen, it's going to happen. But look, I mean, cheese soup, I like cheese, the potato cheese soup. I love that. And if you think about it, you know, adding beer to a soup or adding beer to chili, have you ever done that before?
I never have, actually.
Okay. Well, I've done it with chili for sure. And I've heard of beer soup, beer cheese soup. So yeah, it's made with beer.
Doug, whenever you introduce these, by the way, when you say it's a collab, I often wonder if it's going to be soup beer or beer soup, because you never say it at the beginning. I'm like, I'm trying to figure out which I would like better.
Is it going
to
be, yeah.
Is it chunky beer?
Would you like a chunky beer? So Gator's a yes. Yeah. Kang, you?
Yeah, see, I like my beer cold and my soup hot. I'm completely confused by this. I have no idea. Like, what is this coming in as? Just because of that, I'm out. I'm going to say no.
I think I'm out too. Although I would tell you.
Would you try the cheese potato one?
Well, it's got chorizo in it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So if there was like a chicken noodle or something like that, but I might give it a shot. I'm intrigued.
It was a white chicken chili with Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, that might be something. I would give that a shot.
All right.
No doubt about it.
Doug would keep trying the Guinness soup, but he wouldn't like it every time.
Every year.
I keep trying it.
No. And I would wash it down with the Glow from Nectar Juice Bar. There it is. Another edition. Are you going to eat that? Gator? Oh, I got some college football news we want to get to. Additionally, NFL Power Rankings. Saw the first ones. I want you right now, you and Kang, to write down where you think the Lions rank and who they're behind. If anyone, we will get to that today at 12:50 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, if it's time for you to get new garage doors, either just not working the way you want them to, or you just want a different kind of style altogether, call the great folks over at Precision Garage Door Service, and they're going to come out and help you pick out the perfect garage doors for your home. They did that with me a few years ago, and I could not be happier. The guys came out to the house, walked me through the entire process, went through all the different options I have, and there's lots of options for garage doors, and they were installed in no time. In fact, they've got a warehouse that's chock full of garage doors just waiting for you, which means it's quite possible you can have a garage door installed in less than 24 hours. Give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or visit them on the web and schedule an appointment at your convenience at precisiondoormi.com. That's precisiondoormi.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.